News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Union of Students of Ireland general election manifesto calls for the next government to introduce a strategic plan to address, among many things, the housing crisis affecting students. We're joined by the USI President, Chris Clifford. Chris, what are you looking for in this manifesto?
Good morning. So I suppose our main asks are, as you mentioned, the strategic plan anyway to address the number of beds of students needed to fill the shortfall. We're also looking at making the required legislative changes needed to allow TUs to borrow money to build and purchase this student accommodation, introduce free public transport for all students, abolish third level fees, establish a minimum stipend of 28,000 for PhD students, and many more as well.
Make an argument as to where this money should come from, or are you just leaving that to the government to decide?
Look, I suppose these are the elected officials, so that's where their decision lies. We're looking at what we estimate it's about 1.9 billion to address the shortfall of student accommodation, so it's up to them to come up with that.
Okay. Abolishing third level fees. I mean, fees have been cut every year, I think, for the last 3 years. I think it's been down to €2,000. It's not a large amount of money for third level fees.
Look, we're appreciative of it, absolutely. But at the start of every academic year, it's a once-off payment. So parents, students, they don't know if they're paying €3,000 or €2,000. And we look at this, if it's abolished overall, it'll give more people a chance. The current situation with Susie, so students, the students are in certain predicaments that don't actually get this grant, and it puts them into difficult circumstances. And it also gives them more disposable income for the likes of hidden costs of college, such as books, equipment, software, etc.
Okay, now 50% of students get the Susie grant. That's quite a high percentage.
Absolutely, and we're well aware that a lot of people do, but there's a lot of circumstances where people don't, who are well entitled to it. For example, there's people who are in situations where they don't talk to parents. There's situations where they've been renting for a number of years, but that landlord isn't RTB registered, so they don't have these ways to prove it, and they don't actually qualify. So there's a lot of variables there.
Okay, you also want to decriminalise recreational drugs for personal use. What's that got to do with being a student? Apart from the obvious.
We look at the wider picture as well as students. We believe that it can reduce the stigma, encourage safer consumption practices, and we also look at these people as victims rather than criminals. We think a reform in the drug policy and recognising that actual criminalising these people can lead to issues such as addiction and mental health.
Yeah, although you will be aware there are quite a number of doctors and psychiatrists warning against this, saying that it will actually cause serious mental health problems if the stigma is reduced, if they do become legal. They're saying we're opening Pandora's box.
I suppose we've seen the practices in Portugal and things like that where they decriminalise it, there's reduction in the use. So that's kind of where we're basing our data off of.
Okay, Chris.
I'm not the expert though.
Grant, we'll leave it there. Chris Clifford, Union of Students of Ireland President. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.